reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favorite Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's a sexual intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and he will sign your little Debbie cakes down there in Circleville this weekend, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Well, Eric, I'm doing a little bit better. Was sick over the weekend, but that is a lie. I will be too busy lowering my standards and uploading productivity there in Circleville Saturday night.
Got a lot going on this show. Announcing the winner of the Cassius Ono giveaway, a little bit of news, some leg work, and we're going to talk about the Circleville show later, too. So I'll look out for that. Barry, I'm going to start off with some shout-outs. Rustling Toy Tracker. They done did it again, Barry.
What'd they do?
They added something else. A new wrinkle, I should say, to their website. They added Bendems. So now not only do you get Retros, Galoobs, LJNs, Hasbros, now you get Bendems, right? And you're going to get a loose estimate price, or I'm sorry, an estimate price of what you would see on eBay, right? It's a new line that, like, I don't know. It's really cool. They're really affordable. And I was telling when he set this up, like, this is like a checklist, right? Of just another line. So I always encourage me as a collector who's continues to learn and continues to dig deep. I run into a lot of these Bendems, particularly at Toy Hunters up in Northern Ohio. So yeah, it's really cool that he added them, and I'm really excited about it. So good for him, man. So rustlingtoytracker.com, a tool you got to have in the toolbox, obviously, if you're, you know, starting collection, adding to a collection of any of the Retros, Galoobs, LJNs, Hasbros, and now Bendem. So good on Rustling Toy Tracker for that. Also, Fully Posable, the OGs, Jeff and Scott. And you and Jeff, something's a brewing.
Well, he did put our beef on hold while I was ill.
Okay.
You know,
I told you.
Well, see, it was a little cynical. You know, there was no heartfelt behind it, nothing like that. Scott leaked this latest show to me, where he mentioned he was going to send me all this healthy food. It damn near killed me. I mean, it literally sent my sugar levels all out of whack. I laid in bed all day Sunday, couldn't hardly move. I mean, it was bad. I mean, so he tried to kill me. But luckily, Scott pulled me through. Scott's going to send me some zebra cakes. And we're going to fight through this, you know, together and against the evil that is Jeff Toon.
Also, I want to shout out the Ohio players, but I'm just going to say that because we're going to talk about that later. So we're going to preview the Circleville show we're going to this weekend. The homie, Sammy Evans, at Sith Lord Sammy. But now he goes by C.M. Plump. Barry, your thoughts?
Yeah, he put the name submission in. He's a lieutenant in the Husky Army. God. You're very noisy today.
That's because I just opened. Oh, you're gonna love this. Target exclusive page.
Good Lord. Why? People are looking for that figure.
Well, I got two because I wanted one loose.
There's a local out there somewhere that's pissed off right now. You just did that.
I appreciate that local for being concerned about my collection. I apologize. I'm not trying to take shots, but, you know, I wanted one mint on card, wanted one loose. I'm a Page fan.
Well,
this is a really nice figure, by the way.
I know. I got one.
Really cool. I really like that. Yeah. But, yeah, shout out Sith Lord Sammy. Now goes by C.M. Plump. Also, the homies, Chris Rucker, White Marty. They have, this is really cool, guys. All jokes aside, this is really cool. So they do WrestleMania t-shirt week every year. And what do they do the Monday before WrestleMania? Basically, you're going to show what t-shirt you're rocking. The Monday before WrestleMania, use hashtag WrestleMania t-shirt week. Rucker's going to be, you know, responding to a lot of those, retweeting them, getting people engaged. And the idea is, you know, there being so much negativity, particularly in wrestling Twitter these days. And I think everybody knows what we're talking about. This is something that just kind of highlights what being a fan is all about. And that's somebody that, like, you cheer on your person, or you buy merch, or, you know, we have a figure. I'm sitting around a million figures right now. And this is a highlight of that. So, hashtag Fig Life, Legwork Legion. Guys, WrestleMania t-shirt week. And what I did last year, and if you're a figure collector, this is kind of fun to do, pair up a figure with the t-shirt in the picture. Very dope. I also going to mix in some Jordans, as you know. So me and Rucker's probably going to have a bit of a Jordan off, but that's going to be cool. It's going to be really fun. So, yeah, WrestleMania t-shirt week, boot to the face. That's a really cool concept. I really like it. Barry. Also, Dobro. Yeah, he was checking up on me because he knew you were sick, and he wanted to make sure we were all good.
Yeah, he sent me some messages. I let him know I was still alive. He was worried, but man, you gotta love that dude.
And Pedopolis, the wonderful Pedopolis, who gifted you a Ronda Rousey, you deserved it first off. And yeah, Pete, obviously a supporter of many podcasts, a guy who really supports what we do and just independent style and stuff like that. So shout out Pete. It was great to have a bite with him in Schaumburg. Can't wait to do it again next Labor Day weekend. So yeah, be dope. Shout out Pete. Barry, go ahead with your shout outs. Oh, and you know what? Fuck, my bad. This is at the top of the thing. Bill Benis, No Holds Barred. I listened to that shit today. I laughed my ass off. When I tell you what, Big Underscore Bane broke his iPhone 3GS, cost $150. That's too far because he couldn't take the move.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what kind of fucking puss are you?
And then he blames
you?
Bill.
Yeah, right, for applying it properly.
Because that's the only way he knows how to do it.
Right. He's a he's a Santana Garrett type worker, but actually a mechanic in the ring.
His stuff in Global Wrestling Extreme, I mean, it goes without saying. I saw his promo with Sid. He posted that. I remember that vividly, by the way. Smoking Sid on the mic. Throwing up the guns. Bulldog caught some of that work in that promo. Austin caught some work in that promo. So, yeah. Really good shit. No Holds Barred. Bill Benis, 18-year vet, 16 years off.
Yeah, and Backstage Politics. They got rid of him after that promo. Backstage Politics, they couldn't handle it. But let me give a shout-out, first of all, to Mr. GBM. The man that, you know, he's been on our show several times.
Too many.
He's really... really getting on my fucking nerves now as he is when I'm down, when I'm ill, this fucker goes out into the, you know, like sand does. It just encompasses all these smug pricks. And now they got a smug prick click.
They got a group.
There's a fucking group of these dry bastards. I mean, I'm not down that long. Like, I mean, it's unreal. Don't let GBM get you in over your heads, guys. Don't let the sand get in your mouth and be like that. But he's a decent guy. All around, he did check on me twice and then wished me death the third time.
He is the legwork MVP.
He is. That there is no doubt.
That's a shoot.
Motherfucker did not offer me a Peyton Royce, though, so fuck him.
Yeah, what's up with that, GBM?
Fuck him. Fuck that. That's why he's getting dialed up next time he comes on. Mike the Cleaner, the homie, he checked on me as well. I think everybody that we talked to checked on me. Mike the Cleaner, though, the DTF security team, a force of one. Mr. Undefeated. Mr. the captain of the fucking sweatpants mafia. He's out there eating ice cream and shit. It's unreal what this guy does. Ringside Rant with RJ. You know, we don't shout that dude out enough. He's a good...
I love RJ.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. Shout out to him.
I was going to get it in the show. Don't fucking call me out like that.
No, it wasn't. I said we don't shout him out enough.
You don't. I do.
He said, thanks for the warning that when you said we were recording tonight. I mean, what the fuck, man? But nah, good dude. You know, and somebody else, and he's an Ohio player, the cervix crusher, Drew Vensel. He checked on me a couple times. Really excited. Sammy Evans, like you said. Breaker and Bane, Power Hour, them boys. You know, they do so much to help us out. We're on their show the whole month of January, pretty much. So we probably ruined their podcast. But
And Bane blessed us. Let's talk about that. Bane did bless us.
He did. So, yeah, man, with that, thank you guys so much for checking on me while I was down. But we're kicking out, man. We're kicking out at one.
All right, we're going to go ahead and move on to news. But before we move on to news, I want to announce the winner of the Cassius Ohno giveaway. And the winner of the Cassius Ohno giveaway is at, hold on, let me get it right here. I got to pull it up correctly. Mackenzie at Coconut Loop Ken's. She's down there in Orange Park, Florida. She got a picture with all the NXT women's wrestlers. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and send that out to her. Is that her picture once she ripped off? Who knows?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You got a Cassius Ohno coming your way. Slide in the DMs. Give me a mailing address I can send it to, and I will get that out to you. So congratulations. Thank you, everybody who entered. A lot of entries, a lot of submissions. Really cool. A lot of fun conversations. A lot of people talk about their favorite indie stars. So giveaway soon. So be on the lookout for that. Barry, we're going to go ahead and move on to news. Barry's still a little worked up, a little stuffed up, so I'm going to try to help him out as much as I can here. But Figures Toy Company announced their Vince Russo figure. It comes with, it looks like it's from the WCW days. He's got the baseball jersey on with Russo across the chest, with the black leather jacket and the jeans. I got to admit, I do not like Vince Russo. I can't stand him. He's annoying. But this figure, not terrible, and it'll probably sell well because he does have a loyal fan base, so it's probably smart to put something like this out. He encapsulates him pretty well as far as, like, what he's wearing. Cause he did wear those. Remember, he always wore that San Francisco Giants jersey?
Right, yeah.
So, you know, obviously you can't put San Francisco Giants on the jersey, but, you know, put Russo on it. Not terrible. I probably won't get it. I'll tell you right now, I won't get it because I just don't like Vince Russo. Don't need to have it in a collection. But if you're a Vince Russo fan, this is probably a must-have for you.
I agree. I will not be getting it as well. I'm not a fan and just doesn't do it for me. I mean, the figure looks good if you're a Vince Russo fan. I'm just not.
Yeah, I do. I tell you what, he does have like an oddly loyal fan base. I mean, I've had many encounters with them online. They're a fantastic group of people.
Fantastic.
But, yeah, so, that, you know, it'll probably sell well. The Russo Army, or whatever the fuck they call themselves, yeah, they'll probably be pretty loyal to it. And we got artwork and what the head's going to look like, Chris No Gimmicks Candido. No Gimmicks Needed, I apologize.
Chris Candido, Mr. No Gimmicks Needed.
Your thoughts?
Love him. Now that is a figure I would buy. Every time I hear Back in Black, I think of Chris Candido.
When I saw that, I definitely thought of you. All you ECW heads, man. Probably a must-have for you. Not bad, though. Yeah. Pretty, like, you know, pretty. Mr. No Gimmicks Needed, and he comes with no gimmicks.
Don't need him. He's over.
Also, just a little piece of news. The following items, and this is from Ringside Collectibles on Twitter or Facebook, whatever it may be. The following items may have been delayed by Mattel due to the coronavirus issue in China. If you pre-ordered any of these items, we greatly appreciate your patience. These delays are beyond our control. Elite 76, now scheduled for mid-May. Elite Series 107, now scheduled for late April. Undertaker is Kane exclusive, back order, scheduled for late May. Battle Pack 64, now scheduled for early May. So this coronavirus has a lot of people freaked out. So people are taking ultimate precaution, which is probably for the best. Probably see a little delay in some of these figures hitting the pegs, I'd imagine. They say mid-May for Ringside Collectibles. Lord knows when it'll be at fucking Walmart, Targets.
Yeah, it's hard to say knowing these people.
So, I think in the meantime, hopefully we get swarmed with some of these 73s, right? That haven't gone to the Peyton Royce. We hear two per box. So, maybe just to fill the pegs, we'll get more of those. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to make more, but just better distribution. I don't know. Like, it's WrestleMania season. Let's get some figures. So, we'll see. Your thoughts on the back order, though? We're pushing them back.
How long has this been going on now? And you should kind of have this shit in production already.
Oh, it is in production. There's not shipping.
Yeah, but I mean, some of the shit should already been shipped over, you would think. I mean,
they were just sitting on it.
Yeah, you can't tell me you're just over there sitting on all the product. I mean, this ain't Scarface.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta sit on it.
I guess.
Whatever. I don't want to get fucking some coronavirus box. So, yeah, keep it over there till it's safe.
I agree. I've already had a piece of it. And
I'm not trying to sit here with heavy machinery figs and all fucking about to die.
I've already been there.
That bad.
I've already been there, brother.
I was going to make like a coronavirus joke on Twitter today, but I don't want to be like disrespectful.
They already hate us.
All right, Barry, you know, hashtag legwork's really caught on. I'm really proud of that, really happy that people are using it. If you're out in the world and you're looking for figures, getting figures, whatever it may be, use the hashtag legwork. Show us what you're getting, show us what's hitting, whether it be on a website or at the store, Target, Walmart's, Five Below, Big Lots, whatever it may be. Use that hashtag legwork. Let us know what you're seeing. Legwork, obviously, as Jeff Toome would say, the brother hashtag of the Fig Life, which is a great honor because obviously they helped start this community. It's been great. Anything we've contributed is our pleasure. Trust us. So without further ado, Barry, go into your legwork.
Absolutely, I will. Sunday, I woke up with 103 degree temperature and slept for 20 hours. Monday was, I got it down to about 100, 101, slept for about 14. And today has been a little better. I went and checked my local Walmart, hopefully passing some of this shit around while I was in there. And they had some 74s in there, but nothing that, you know, I left them for the locals. I'm not all about grabbing. You know, that's not my style.
That's it?
That's my legwork, brother. Just almost dying.
Well, I appreciate you leaving for the locals. I went to Target, and they had two Cassius Onos. I left a beat-up box on the pegs, and I sent the clean one to Mike the Cleaner.
Wait, where's Mike at?
He's not in Columbus.
You sent it out of state?
That's my brother. Up in Buffalo.
No. What about the locals?
I left one.
I can't even fucking do it. Go ahead. I'm just fucking with you.
No, pick that up for the cleaner. That's my brother, so I know he was looking. We know GBM hoards them all up there, so I had to help him out.
That's right. That low life.
Smug prick.
That little fucking asshole.
But I did pick up a Barry Frost crate.
That's right.
Sent to the house. Our new marketing manager filmed it for us. She sounded very pleased. Barry, what's your take on Rachel observing me very negatively open these crates?
You know, she has been the marketing manager. I think this is her third day in operation. I have received two very strongly worded emails and one conference call where I was just told to shut up and listen.
And you heard me get yelled at for not answering fan mail.
And Eric was yelling. So, I mean, we've been absolutely had our asses blistered by the new marketing manager. and there's nothing we can really do about it.
Nothing at all.
So,
but the new marketing manager does have some stuff on the horizon.
She does.
And it's very exciting. I'm very impressed by what she's been able to do in very much a short amount of time that we couldn't do in 2 years. Or just didn't do in 2 years.
Yeah, I was going to say the latter.
But anytime Barry sends me a crate, I will go on Twitter Live. Rachel's is terrified that people are going to send us stuff just so we go on Twitter Live. I'm not as terrified, but Tara said she was going to send Rachel something.
Okay.
Which is, I'm very curious to see what this is going to be. She asked me her favorite color, and I was like, I have no idea where this is going.
It could be more Smurfs.
Smurfs are blue. They don't vary in colors.
I mean, it could be, white hat, red. Who knows?
Well, in this crate was some StarCast. I'm gonna call it StarCast swag. Is that still a thing? People still say StarCast swag.
I think so.
Okay, couple cups and a lanyard is what I remember. The crate's downstairs. I'm very unprepared right now. Barry did pick up for me the Chase Hurricane. Very impressed. Very excited. I have that. Thank you so much, Barry. That is so dope. So I got both the regular and the Chase Hurricane. Not gonna open the regular on air. Maybe next week. There was a Kobe shirt, which I very much appreciate. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome.
And 3 autographed 8x10s. Nick Gage, who headbutted the fuck out of me unnecessarily, by the way. Totally uncalled for.
You were in his way.
You mean standing in the entranceway is not appropriate? It was like me and 20 other people sitting there headbanging with him. Why did I get headbutted?
I don't know if you were the only one.
I think I kind of met him halfway on it, actually.
Right. You saw it coming and we're like, yeah, let's do this.
I had a bucket of Coronas. Mance Warner took one after his match.
He did.
I said, you deserve this. He said, fuck yeah, I do. Also, I picked up the Chase Keith Lee Series 104 for my buddy up here. So I have the regular. He has the Chase, but I have them both mints on card. I might slide him the regular and keep the Chase on a little low life move.
That's right.
He don't know the fucking difference. He just wants a Keith Lee figure.
Fuck him,
He's the best man at my wedding, but fuck him.
Right. Keep the good figure for yourself.
But other than that, I don't think I have really much else going on as far as leg work. I was pretty light week. So I know that people have picked up stuff for me that I will see this weekend and things like that I've paid for that I know is coming my way. But I'll save that for leg work next week. Leg work next week is probably going to be pretty packed with us going to Circleville and meeting all these cats and getting all these autographs and meet and greets and probably tell the stories from that. So that will be a lot of fucking fun. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Barry, you said you had something lined up. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. I've been kind of dreading this. So whatever you got going, I guess just fucking, I don't know.
Well, what's going to happen, I got Brian Breaker coming on. Breaker,
I just talked to him like today, but I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. We're going to watch along with Brian Breaker next weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got him coming on. We got Breaker coming on.
Okay.
And, some Breaker.
Hello. Hello.
Breaker.
No, you got the 18-year veteran right here.
What is going? I was calling Brian Breaker.
Sure, you didn't call no Brian Breaker, pal. You called the 18-year veteran. No, Venus.
Oh my God, William. I can't tell you what an honor it is to have you on the show tonight. Oh,
you know, you're welcome. I'm pleased to be here.
This is an absolute upgrade from that no talent Brian Breaker.
You telling me that, pal? Good grief.
My God.
I'm completely fucking fanboying right now.
That guy is... That Brian Breaker, he is drier than a $2 steak, I'll tell you that much. He doesn't even have no Heinz 57 in his fridge at all.
Him and GBM should be tag team partners.
Shoot, so, yeah, they should.
Yeah, so dry.
Shoot, yeah.
Now, Bill, I got one question before I let Eric talk to you real quick. You know, I listened to the show this past week, and you apply what hold were you applying to Big Underscore Bane that caused him to break your iPhone 3GS?
Shoot, that stupid Big Underscore Bane. I'll tell you what he did. So I was going over one of the greatest matches in the history of professional wrestling, myself and Ricky the Roper Rex, right? Main event, March Madness. And I was going through the first couple of minutes of the show, of the match, and then I was starting to give Big Underscore Bane the old knees to the gut, And when I started doing the knees to the gut, he slipped, he threw my phone on the floor in an angry fit, and just broke it in half.
Bill, Eric here. Listen, first off, absolute fucking pleasure. Sorry for the language. I can't contain my excitement right now.
Sure, yeah, it's okay.
To have a complete legend on the show, the 18-year vet, even with 16 well-deserved years off, first off, let me say that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you earned it. First off, thank you for posting that promo with Sid. I think a lot of people learned how great of a promo you were. I've known this. That program is embedded in my mind.
Sure.
The way you went at Sid, but then threw up the guns towards Bulldog to let it, basically letting the crowd know who's next.
Yeah.
That's, top notch. I can't. First off, got everyone. I'm surprised. I didn't know Bill Venis was coming on the show. I feel embarrassed. I don't have anything prepared. I'm in the midst of a legend right here, a GWE Hall of Famer.
Shoot, yeah.
I mean, just the man is incredible. Master of the Hammerlock. So it's one of the best heads of hair I've ever seen in professional wrestling. I mean,
this is luxurious.
It's luxurious. I don't appreciate Luke Harper copying your look.
Yeah, me neither, pal.
I mean, he should have sent you some residuals on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about suing him.
But I will let you know that I have started a GoFundMe for a new iPhone 3GS. We may upgrade that. We can talk about that off air sometime.
Okay.
Because I might have to get some FaceTime action with you, dog. This is incredible. Sure. Big fan of your show, No Holds Barred. Favorite 25 minutes of the week. I really wish Bane would do a better job of holding up his end of the bargain.
Oh, shoot. Me too.
I wish that he would respect a legend. If you ever want... I'm just going to go. I'm nervous right now. Let me go ahead and put myself out there. If you ever want somebody, I can't believe I'm saying this. If you ever want somebody to properly put you over, listen, I've been fanboying for years. There's no one that knows more about your career than I do. I've been championing you long, long after your last match, which I don't think about your last match. I'm only concerned about your next match, which I know is inevitable. And if anything I can ever do to help you in that department, let me know. Even if it's just a run-in, even if it's just whatever, man. You need me to pass out flyers in front of the building, in front of the factory? Yeah. Let me know.
Shoot, yeah.
I'm a total fucking fanboy, man. This is crazy. This is like a lifelong dream. This is the reason I got into podcasting right here, for moments like this.
You know, I get that a lot at all the autograph signings I do. I get that a lot, so I'm kind of used to it. It's okay. You know, it's all good. I get that a lot. Hey. But the thing is I might have to take you up on that because Big Underscore Bane is awful at his job. I don't know if you guys have seen the listen to the podcast. I mean, you said you listened to this week. I don't know if you listened to the rest of it. Woof. It really makes me miss Kevin. I'll tell you that much.
Well, let me say this, Bill. Let me say this. I listen to the show religiously.
Thank you.
You know, and to hear the dating advice that Big Underscore Bane gave to you for Kathy Fabe. I mean, what a lowlife he turned out to be.
What a scumbag, right?
he set you up for failure from Jump Street. Now, this is strictly rumor. Don't take it, you know, as truth just yet. Okay. But I had someone down in the area that spotted Big Underscore Bane out with Kathy Fabe the next day.
You're kidding me.
I'm not. He sabotaged the date on purpose.
I'll tell you one thing right here, right now. If I ever catch Big Underscore Bane within a 5-foot radius of Kathy Fabe, I will just gut him like a fish. And then I will have some fish for dinner because I'll probably be hungry.
As you should be.
Shoot, yeah. That's a lot of work.
You know? That's so callous that somebody would do something like that to you, then take you out for Umberto tacos.
I'm telling you what, it's like it's a manipulative cycle, you know, and I'm on it. I tell you what, that Big Underscore Bane, he is worthless when it comes to being a podcast tag team partner.
And one thing I'm confused about. I'm sorry to jump in here. Why is Breakker always got a shit on you on social media?
Brian Breakker. Well, number one, let me just throw this out there to the podcasting world. He is scared of old Bill Venus. Okay, Brian Breakker is scared. He's afraid of the bionic backhand because he knows as soon as I see him, boom, there it is, right in his face. The bionic backhand. And if I don't catch him with the bionic backhand, he's going to get Oscar Applebaum and John Carrington, right? My left and right fist. They're coming for him if he doesn't watch his mouth. But he's scared of all Bill Venus, and he doesn't think that I'm real. But the thing is, I'm the real deal, Daddy. And that's just it.
One question I've always wanted to ask you, and
sure.
Thank you for giving me the platform and coming on. Other than wrestling yourself, who's your dream opponent?
Oh, shoot. I'll tell you what, though, the dream, there's so many dreams, right? Dream opponents. You know, I was a huge fan of Greg the Hammer Valentine growing up. Could you imagine me and Greg the Hammer Valentine just going at it? Toe to toe.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. So you're saying, other than Greg Valentine was a big influence to you, which leads to my other question. Who are some other influences on you?
Oh, shoot. You know, we had lots of great influences back in the day, you know. We had Bob Killenstein. I don't know if you ever heard him. He was back in the Global Wrestling Extreme earlier days.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He was huge influence on me back in the day as well. But, you know, he actually pulled me aside my very first match. He was done wrestling by this point. My very first match, he pulled me aside and said, "Hey, pal, this is how you apply the hammerlock." He showed me, hand to God, he showed me how to apply the hammerlock properly.
Man. Barry, we got Bill Venus shooting on the show.
We were going to have Breakker on to talk about that FCW documentary, and he was probably going to bore everyone to sleep. And he, you know, he's going to have that wet, greasy hair that he comes out. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm glad you hacked the phone line, Bill.
Yeah. You know, in pardon my language, okay, Brian Breakker likes to call himself the badass Brian Breakker, okay? Oh. But here's the thing. He's more like the bar ass, am I right? With the... I just want to take a snooze every time I say him. Oh, shoot. He comes on my show just stinking up the joint. It's like I need to give the whole studio a shower after he podcasts with me.
Now one of the knocks against you, Bill, now I'm sure you've heard this, you know, you hold legendary victories that people probably don't know about.
Sure.
You wrestled Lou Thesz in one of his last matches in 2001.
Sure, yeah.
They said you caught him at the end of his career. The man was 85 years old.
Right,
You hit him with the hammerlock. He tapped out. 3 months later, he sadly passes away. You know?
Sure.
Catch Vern Gagne. All of a sudden, he's got dementia.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the nursing home and stuff. But they hold these wins against you. This is, you know, kind of... And then the Sheik, even. The Sheik was 88 or something. And you caught him in that hammerlock. Would you have done the same thing if they were in their primes?
Shoot, yeah, whatever. I mean, the thing is no matter what time it is, no matter if they're in their prime, I'm in my prime, you know, we're eating some prime rib. It doesn't matter, okay? I mean, I'm gonna apply that dadgum hammerlock, and I'm gonna apply it masterfully. They're gonna be like, dadgum, that's a work of art, cause with the hair that I got, with the beautiful mane, and then the hammerlock, shoot, I'm like a work of art. So I would have hit that hammerlock no matter what.
Now, before Eric asks you another question, Bill, you know, he brought up the Sid promo, and a lot of guys, they dump water on their hair, you know, they dump water on themselves, all that. That looked like natural chest hair sweat on your shirt, where you were so fired up and ready to whip Sid's ass. Is that what it was?
Absolutely it was. You know, the thing about that promo is I wasn't even scheduled that night. But the guys in the back, they didn't appreciate me being there with the WWF because I came in with the golden boy treatment. Old Vinnie Mac said, hey, Bill, whatever you need, I'll give it to you. We just need you to come here and give these guys a boost because they're just not cutting it. And so I came in there, and all the guys in the back resented me for it. And so they were trying to rough me up. I fought them all off, and I was just so heated from it all. I was sweating profusely. And then I cut the promo on Sid because he was the leader behind the whole thing because he was the dadgum champion.
Unbelievable. Now, after all this, you fought them all off. You cut this fire promo. What was it like in the locker room after? I have to think it was just a crazy amount of respect.
Absolutely. Their attitudes changed. And I'll tell you what, Sid walked up to me. He said, sir, let me buy you a sandwich. And I said, Sid, shut up. Shut up. What I want is some barbecue. And we went and got some barbecue, and that was that. British Bulldog came along. I mean, we had Stone Cold in the back doing lots of crazy stuff. That's when I showed him how to properly apply the stunner. Because before then, he wasn't doing nothing like that. He still had a dadgum sleeper hold for a finisher.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We got Bill Bena shooting on our fucking show. This is crazy. Now, Bill, you know that we're mostly a figs and merchandise-oriented show. It's what we talk about a lot. I'm assuming you've had lots of figures, lots of merchandise opportunities. I know you've declined a lot. But what are your were you a fan as a kid? Who were some of your, like, did you have a Greg Valentine shirt? Is there something like a piece of merchandise you hold on to that you liked?
You know, the only thing that I still hold on to, and this is kind of wild, okay?
Okay.
But this isn't even from my childhood, okay? This is from when I was doing the run with WWF, and back in catering, Doink the Clown left his shirt on one of the catering tables, right? I swiped it. And I just ran, and that was the last time WWF saw old Bill Venus. I tell you what. And I left with a shirt. I left with a t-shirt. I said, souvenir time, baby. And it was a doink t-shirt.
Fucking fantastic. Bill, it's been an absolute pleasure and an honor. You're always welcome on our show anytime. Anytime we have the legend, the 18-year veteran with 16 well-deserved years off, you feel a need to speak, you always have a platform here, sir.
I appreciate that. I really do. I really do.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really bothering me is the lack of respect that you're getting from Big_Bane and Brian Breaker. Yeah. I don't think they understand the ratings draw they have on their hands, the legend, the respected veteran, and just, you know, somebody who's going to pull people in, and they disregard it, and they just take what they can from it and move on, and I don't appreciate that.
You know, and I keep trying to tell Big_Bane that he can't do a show without me. You know, he likes to say he can do one with the power hour, but let's be honest, okay? No Holds Barred is the real deal show, okay? I mean, if it wasn't for No Holds Barred, nobody would know who Big_Bane is on Twitter. I mean, let's just face facts, okay? So let's just get it all out there on the table, on the dining table, so we can eat it, you know? It's just what it is.
Are you saying that you have made Big Underscore Bane?
He is a creation from my loins. And he wouldn't be nothing without Bill Venus.
One more question, Bill, before we let you go. You know, do you feel sometimes frustrated with, you know, I've heard all the horrible things about your footage, all your classic footage, all your matches being burnt up in a terrible fire.
Sure.
You know, do you think if this stuff was available, like, you know, a lot of these guys' stuff's on YouTube and fans can kind of go back and watch it where nobody can see your prime work. Do you kind of feel frustrated and cheated by the ungrateful fans, and let alone the fans, but I don't want to call him a backstabber, but ungrateful Big Underscore Bane.
You mess with this girl, fuck.
Yeah, and the girlfriend, shoot. The thing is that the Big Underscore Bane, you know, I don't know what his problem is. You know, I like to take people for their word unless they actually just, you know, prove to me that they're lying. But I guess Big Underscore Bane's not like that. He's more like, I gotta see it to believe it, like a doofus. But the fans I get, you know, shoot, if they don't want to buy into it, that's fine. But it does frustrate me. And I'll tell you what, the whole reason that Sid clip got uploaded was to just prove to people that I am legitimate. I am who I say I am. I'm the real deal. And I've been looking for some Global Wrestling Extreme tapes. I thought maybe some escaped the fire because I remembered we used to do some tape trading back in the day. And we used to slide those Global Wrestling Extreme tapes in there.
Yeah, so it's possible there could be some out there floating around.
It's possible.
You know, Bill, thank you for coming on tonight. It was an absolute pleasure. A definite upgrade from, you know, Sandbox Brian Breaker.
Shoot, yeah.
You know, him and his tag team partner, GBM, should be called Baywatch because they're just dry. They're in the sand.
Absolutely. Throw some water on them, huh?
Right. Give them a little of that barbecue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Bill was a fan of yours, avid fan, my favorite 20 minutes of the week. Thank you so much for blessing our airwaves, blessing our listeners' ears. I really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. This is like Christmas, man. Best surprise ever.
It's a surprise to me. I thought it was Brian Breaker. A definite upgrade. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, guys. You guys are great.
You have a glorious night, and I'll see you at the bowling alley.
Sounds great, sir.
Peace, Bill.
Goodbye.
Barry.
I don't know what to say, Eric.
That was probably the best thing we've ever done.
I believe it.
I can't believe I just talked to Bill Venus. I can't wait to go tell Rachel. Our marketing manager is going to be impressed. She might want to make a t-shirt out of this. This is... Whew. Bill Venus. Great show. No holds barred on Apple Podcasts. Everywhere you get your podcasts. Fantastic stuff. Big Underscore Bane. Him put on a great show. Bane needs to treat him a little more respectfully, as we touched on. But great, great, great fucking show, man. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming on. Barry, you want to talk Circle, Bill?
I think we have to at this point.
Just going to dive in because I got so excited that ran over.
Yeah. I mean, it's Bill Venus. You don't tell Bill Venus to wrap it up.
No, not at all. So basically this weekend, Saturday, March 14th, Stephen P. New Law Office presents Big Time Wrestling's return to Circleville, Ohio, Fairgrounds Heritage Center. And there's going to be a lot of stars there. Tara saw that me and Barry were dragging our fucking feet, so she went ahead and bought tickets for us and made us pay her.
Yeah, right. Made us.
We have a super ticket. What that super ticket gets us is an autograph and selfie with each of the super ticket guests. That includes, so me and Barry will get these four, we have the opportunity to get these 14 meet and greets. Road Warrior Animal, The Midnight Express, Dan the Beast Severn, The Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff, The Boogeyman, Wildfire Tommy Rich, Kevin Sullivan, Baby Doll, The Gangstas, Francine, The Sheep, Sheepherder Luke, Bushwhacker Luke, and Superstar Bill Dundee. Barry, what pops out to you right there?
Well, The Gangstas will be a... That'll be a little scary little deal there, depending on the mood.
Depends on what New Jack's feeling that day.
Right. Kevin Sullivan will be really cool. The Midnight Express and Superstar Bill Dundee.
So I think what Tara did was she got us a Super Ticket Family 4-pack.
Yep.
Now I think that's with me, you, her, and Drew. And Drew's kickstand.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's that. And also, there's other meet and greets available. I'm just going to go through some of them. Oh, what sold out? Let's see. So, Charles Wright canceled. So, no Papa Shango or Godfather. But you're looking at the Four Horsemen meet and greet, and there's 66 left. It's $100. Photo op autograph from Arn Tolley, Barry, and JJ. Now, here's my dilemma. Guys, get my DMs. Help me out here. I have the Four Horsemen 4-pack, Hall of Fame 4-pack. Obviously, doesn't have J.J. Dillon. I don't know if I'll ever get a Flair autograph. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be morbid. I don't know if our paths will ever cross where I can make that happen. So, three of the four I can knock out right here. But I don't want to have an incomplete autograph 4-pack. Barry, what's your thoughts?
My dilemma is, do I want to spend $100 on that? I mean, everybody else we pretty much get. So right.
I might just do the Brainbusters meet and greet, because I really want to meet. I mean, I got to meet Arn. That's,
yeah,
that's half. I can just do Arn for 40. Like, I can do the Brainbusters for 50.
But I mean, I want to meet BW, you know.
Right.
And JJ. So I'm probably going to end up buying one by Friday. So
the Four Horsemen?
Yeah. I mean, there's 65 left. I think I'll be able to get one. So
now, for what you want to do, which I'm sure you want to fire off a question and a handshake, would it be better to get like the Barry and JJ and then the Brainbusters, or would it be better to get it all together?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't really want to ask them a lot of questions. I really don't.
I don't know how much time they're going to make for people. I don't know how many people are going to be down there. There's a lot of people signing. I don't see it being a... It's in Circleville, Ohio. Like, it's not even in Columbus.
Right.
So it's a little smaller. Fair. So I'm thinking we're going to have pretty good access to whatever we want. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not against, like, hey... You know, let me shoot an interview at you right quick for a fucking 50 spot.
Right.
You know, I'm not above that. So.
And we will. We will have we will have mics. I'm gonna come prepared. I'm ready. I've already thought of it.
Well, that's good.
So basically, what we were gonna do for the original StarCast and All In, it's gonna kind of be applied here. So, you'll see. Unfortunately, Bobby Fulton won't be there. He's getting substitute Fonzie in there. New Jack's doing a meet and greet for $20. Yeah, these are really affordable. Francine meet and greet, $20. Kevin Sullivan, $25. Tommy Rich, $25. Bobby Eaton, $25. I'm going to get that one. Dennis Condrey, $25. Bushwhacker Luke, $25. Dan the Beast Severin, $25. LOD Animal, $25, which we already have the super ticket. Jim Cornette, 30, to which all money goes to Southern Ohio Survivors. What's Southern Ohio Survivors? It's got probably a drug thing?
No, it's like a farmland thing.
Okay.
It's for that area. It's for like Circleville and stuff. He talked about it on his podcast.
Well, good for him, man.
Yeah.
Anybody's going to help out Ohio players, I'm all for. Me and Barry talk about the show, and there is going to be a wrestling match. Which I can go through real quick what the matches are going to be. A match for the vacated Triple Crown of Wrestling, Amazing Nate Mattson with Baby Doll versus Brian Pillman Jr. I'm guessing that's going to be the main event. Then you have Buff Bagwell with Virgil against Simply Irresistible Sexy Sean Casey with Big John. The Boogeyman versus The Show Robbie Superstar. Austin Idol Wrestling College presents Legends Live. I don't know what that is. Is this a match? Yeah, it's a match. Okay. Tommy Rich is working.
Yep.
So is Superstar Bill Dundee. And the Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Valiant's working. Oh, my God. Versus WCW Wildcats, Kevin Sullivan, Ernest the Cat Miller, and Mr. Hughes. Oh, my God. You got Dan the Beast Severn versus Andrew Anderson. You got the Rockin' Bullet Club, Ricky Morton and Chase Owens versus the Heat Seekers. Okay. You got Ricky Morton and Chase Owens down there tagging. That's awesome. There's a battle royal. Oh, my God. Listen to this, Barry.
I'm looking.
Duke the Dumpster Drosey.
That's
Sam
right.
Houston. The Great Olafa. Brian Logan. Lord Zoltan. Mr. 90210 Danny Banks. Superman Onyx. Tyler Robinson. SP Ghost. Golden Terror. Big Cat Tony Crawford. Chad Bird. And Mecha Mercenary.
Fucking pumped for Sam Houston.
ECW Four Corners match with special referee Bill Fonzie Alfonso. Oh, that's cool. Sandman and Shane Douglas with Francine versus the Gangsters versus Raven versus Blue Meanie versus Pitbull Gary Wolf and CW Anderson with Jerry Lynn. That's awesome. All right, that's the card.
that's going to be your main event.
And we're sitting rows two and four, so I'm guessing it's first come, first serve.
Yeah,
Drew's going to have to have a seat in front of him, probably.
Well, doesn't she? Tara's already got the tickets, right?
Tara's got the tickets, yeah.
So she would know what row we're in.
Yeah, but it's a little fucking indie show, so it's not going to be like...
This is big
row
time...
Row two, seat four.
This is big time professional wrestling.
In Circleville, Ohio.
Sorry, world classic professional big time wrestling. Reunion.
Which not to be confused with actual big time wrestling, correct?
Hey, listen.
Okay.
I'll pay to see Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, the Midnight. I'll pay that to see whoever the hell's on TV right now.
Anyway, Drew Vinsel, Terry, she's gonna kick my ass. Tara. At Lynch 21 Tara, the good sister, my favorite. No, she's not, you know. She's going to beat my ass. Anyway, she put this together for us. I appreciate it. I see her, Cody Baker, Sammy Evans, CM Plump coming down from Indiana. That's fucking dope. Nick Haddock's going to be there. I mean, the list goes on and on. I think Tara said like 12 to 15 people in the Ohio Players, which something I just said on the show one day, and all of a sudden people identify with and get together and help each other, and it's fucking dope. It's one of my favorite things on Twitter. So, yeah. Really look forward to this weekend. Having everybody get to meet Barry is going to be cool. I don't know. I don't plan on driving. Barry, are you picking me up or am I hitching a ride with an Ohio player? How's that work? Because I ain't driving shit.
It don't matter. Circleville ain't that far from Columbus.
It's about a half hour.
Yeah.
About 45 minutes where I live.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm having drinks.
Yeah, you live on the big side of town, you know.
Hey, I try, brother.
You know. So yeah, I can pick you up. Ain't no biggie.
Nothing. So yeah, looking forward to that. Other than that, that's pretty much all we got this week. I will say, jobbing with Josh on Pro Wrestling Tees, Orange Cassidy as the number one selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees. Jobbing with Josh at Wendog25. He messaged me so excited about this, talking about how over the guy is. Just a real grassroots story, good old fashioned Americana story. You know what I mean? And Josh is really excited about that and really behind it. So I appreciate his enthusiasm towards it. Orange Cassidy has two of the top three selling shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees last week.
I mean, the dude's over. What can you
over.
Say?
Over.
Can't hate on him for that, man.
Other than that, Barry, that's all I got. Take us home, brother.
That's it, man. Let me first say thank you for saving us again. You know, first it was the internet. Tonight it was the 18-year veteran Bill Benis from another dry man, you know, out here saving us from having to hear Brian Breaker talk about that FCW documentary. Bill Benis, thank you for coming on, sir. Any comments, questions, hate mail? I am ill, but my DMs are open. So feel free to shoot on over with all your love, hate, and slander, and I'll get back with you accordingly. And that's at bfrost28. With that, Eric, drop their credentials, sir.
Buy our shirts at whatamaneuver.net. Scroll down to shop by store. Scroll down to Doing the Favorite Podcast. First time on the line. Pick up our shirts. Next weekend, we will be doing a watch-along with one Brian Breaker. I'm very much looking forward to this. Sitting underneath the learning tree as him and Barry go into detail is what we're watching. I cannot wait for that. You'll probably hear their voice a lot more than mine. If anything, you'll hear me just get them back on track, and that'll be it. I'm very excited about that, and that's I'm super stoked for it. Find us on Podbean, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes by searching Doing the Favorite Podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. You know, give us whatever rating. I don't have to be a 5-star. Give us an honest fucking rating on iTunes of what you think about us. It really helps us out a lot. That's really apparently how these things go. So give us a rating. Give us a review. We appreciate it so much. Thank you guys all the support you've shown us. This show continues to grow. It's very exciting. I always say Wednesdays are my favorite day of the week because we drop Tuesday night. And, you know, you get a lot of the feedback on Wednesday and people shouting out and things like that. It's just a very, like, awesome experience for me. So thank you guys all so much that support us. It really, really, really means a lot.
Absolutely. And with that, thank you guys. Good night. I'll be driving 10 hours to see you too. So with that, good night and God bless. Yeah.
Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury you up with ETF and that's for sure. If you don't come correct, you get your ass full. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Shit, we'll be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.